Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And while that's very fulfilling and very enjoyable, I can't cover all the details. And so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. We're digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 for, I think, the fourth and final time, these two verses. We have been mining these verses deeply for all of their jewels. And we're finishing these two verses today before going on to verse 16 in the next podcast. And the focus of this one is about the freedom that we have because of Jesus' sacrifice and his victory over death. In verses 14 and 15, the writers emphasize that Jesus was human. He shared our flesh and blood so that by his death, a real death, he might destroy him who holds the power of death. That's the devil. The devil need have no more hold over us. And verse 15, free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. It's sometimes said that the people of this world are broken into two groups. Those who are sober about the reality of their impending death that we will all experience, and those who live as if that day will never come. And surely we should be able to live without fear of that day, but we can only live without fear of that day if we know what will happen after that day. And that's where the significance of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection come in. But we'll have to talk more about that another time. All I would say is that as we think about our death, we need to admit our fear of it. If we have fear of it, it's an issue of humility or pride. Let us not fake it, fake our confidence, if we're not truly confident. Because the truth is that with Jesus, we're able to have a complete confidence about what happens when we die, and not to live in fear. Jesus abolished death. 2 Timothy verse 1, verse 10. It has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Believers now have a totally different view of death. To people of real faith, Jesus' death doesn't mean judgment for us, but blessing. It's not bondage, but liberation that is ours. We don't ever need to be intimidated by death or by he who holds death or held death. That's the devil. Jesus has destroyed the devil's grip over death. A Christian living in fear of death surely is a contradiction. Yes, we will all die, but death's sting has been drawn, therefore there is no more fear. 1 Corinthians 15, 55, where, O death, is your sting? 1 John 3, 8, Son of God appeared to destroy the devil's work. Revelation 1, 18, he was dead, but he says, I am alive forever and ever. I hold the keys of death and Hades. It's a powerful thing that Jesus has done. Paganism has no hope beyond death. The Greeks didn't have any understanding of death. Communism and humanism have nothing to say about death. It is all purposeless, meaningless, and empty. But for a Christian, oh, it's a whole different story. Let me finish with this challenging quote from Luther. He said, "He who fears death or is unwilling to die is not a Christian to a sufficient degree. For those who fear death still lack faith in the resurrection, since they love this life more than they love the life to come. He who does not die willingly should not be called a Christian." Well, if you're afraid to die, then it's not, and not afraid of just missing people you love, but afraid to die because you don't know what's going to happen, then perhaps it's a time to really think about your relationship with God. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 16. But until then, if you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you've got time, please go to iTunes, look us up, MCCX, and on the podcast there, and give us a review and some stars. Thank you. Until the next time then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.